Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I have joined a few Burt Show listeners that DM'd me the last couple of days saying they were just curious, and now I'm curious too. So there has been a goat that escaped and is running the streets of Duluth. I wasn't expecting that, but that's nice timing.
Is it in here? Is the goat in the studio with us?
On Peachtree Industrial. I guess this goat got out and has just making its way down Peachtree Industrial. And then as police were approaching it, it ducked into a backyard. It's been jumping over fences. They had a good track on it. And then either later on in the day or the next day, they saw the same goat in Suwannee. It had worked its way from Duluth over the border into Suwannee.
Over the border.
And people are wondering what has happened to this goat. And now I need to know.
Oh, so you haven't heard the latest.
I don't know. I don't know if they have caught the goat, if it is still running Peachtree Industrial or not. But I've gotten a few DMs about it, and now I am curious. So if you have a take or you know you have a beat on this goat and you know if it has been found or not, I need to know, as well as the Burt Show listening community.
Well, now I'm invested.
Yeah, we need answers.
Did you find anything online?
No, but what's funny is that there is a picture of him, and it's very, it's a grainy photo like it would be if you're looking for a convict or of some sort.
Like Sasquatch or the Loch Ness.
Yeah, it's like, because I was going to be like, hey, so he looks like this. And I'm like, well, is he black or is he brown? Or the white, though he has like white markings on his face.
So I had goats growing up, man. They are elusive. You ever watch a goat run?
No.
It's the funniest
just
thing.
Just Tom Brady.
Well played. Well Funny. Played.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The goat has a nickname. What's the goat nickname?
The Hoofed Houdini.
The what?
The Hoofed Houdini.
That's a nickname longer than just the goat.
The goat.
That's the longest nickname ever.
The Peachtree goat that escaped.
Literally on the Fox 5 website. What we know, dubbed the Hoofed Houdini by baffled officers.
I'm sorry, Abby. This is not taking up your entertainment buzz time. But
who
hold on
cares about this Shannon Sharp accuser?
Yeah.
Who cares?
This is way more important. Vanessa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. So the goat actually escaped from Suwannee and then made its way to Duluth. So it's currently in the Duluth area. It was in my neighborhood yesterday running amok. And the Duluth PD have actually posted on their Facebook page, like, APD for this goat.
I'm kind of dying to know.
Yeah.
All right, so it started. So it was erroneous reporting in the beginning that it went from Duluth to Suwannee when, in fact, it went from Suwannee to Duluth.
Yes, and then it's been seen in the neighborhoods around one of the elementary schools over here. And so everybody's joking around that they want it to hit, like, end up in the elementary school playground so all the kids can get it.
Oh, all right, keep us posted. Thank you. What are you reading?
No, I'm just that's all. I'm just trying to get any updates, and it's still evading the police. Right,
keep an eye on that. We don't have anything else going on around here.
Hard hitting news. We'll keep you updated as we await for goat updates. All right, there's some leaked audio that allegedly captures Shannon Sharp making some threatening remarks towards his SA accuser. So of course I'm going to give the parental warning here. This may not be suitable for kids, so feel free to tune in on the podcast later. And also this clip, I think this might be triggering for survivors of DV as well, so just a heads up there as well. But a woman who's identifying herself as Jane Doe filed a civil lawsuit against Shannon Sharp. She's accusing him of non-consensual intimate acts during their two-year relationship. And the lawsuit includes a recording in which it sounds like they're on like a FaceTime or something, and it does sound like Shannon Sharp. And in this recording, whoever is speaking threatens to choke the S out of this person. So Shannon Sharp's attorney, of course, is saying that this is all to do with role playing. Apparently, this is some kind of fantasy that they played out. That's what he's describing. So here is the leaked audio clip that's mentioned in the lawsuit that allegedly captures Shannon Sharp making these threatening remarks.
Anything I say, you're just gonna like get mad at, and you're just gonna hang up on me. So I feel like
I'm not gonna hang up on you. Here's what it is.
What does that even mean?
Nothing yet. You want to be a to me now, so
I don't want to be. Don't manipulate me.
I don't know that much. If you said that one more time, I'm gonna choke the out of you when I see you.
That doesn't sound like role playing. Yeah, I know. I've never really been into that, so I don't know.
That's not a good look.
It's definitely not a good look. And so his legal team, of course, is saying that this is all some kind of scenario that they're playing out. Of course, that's not what the accuser is saying. So now Shannon Sharp is coming out and saying that he plans on suing her for defamation.
Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. That video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I would myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media. The encounter in question took place during the day at her invitation, and now that appears to be a deliberate setup, coordinated by Gabby, also known as Carly, on OnlyFans. Gabby and Tony Busby want $50 million. What they're getting is sued for defamation and trying to take me down. My career is all about real talk and honesty. I know my family and fans know exactly what this is about.
So if Tony Busby sounds familiar to you, he's also the guy behind a lot of those civil lawsuits against Diddy as well. And people do think that the timing of this lawsuit is suspicious because Shannon Sharp apparently is signing like a $100 million podcast deal. So people think that this could be a ploy just to get all this money out of him, considering he is signing for a big, big check in the near future.
Did I read this as fact, or is this just rumor that he offered her $10 million and she turned it down?
I think it's rumor that he wants to settle out of court for $10 million.
That's what Tony Busby said, that was his statement that he released saying that Shannon offered the $10 million, but he denies it. He says that it's never happened. So it's like they're still trying to find the truth in it all. But either way, for Shannon to find himself in this position for some of the decisions he made is not a good look at all.
I'm seeing this commentary online also, and I'm wondering if secretly some people believe that this is true or not, that when they found out that she was in OnlyFans, that she does things on OnlyFans, that they thought, okay, clearly she's somebody that's in this for the money grab.
Or maybe even just for the publicity, like just get your name out there.
I didn't know she was an OnlyFans until this moment, but if she is, I could see how people online would say that, would think that.
You agree with that?
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it at all. I think that is, I don't know if it's victim shaming is the right word, but it's almost being like, oh, well, she was wearing that, so yeah, she deserved it. And it's more like, oh, well, she does that for a living. What does she expect? Or maybe it makes her like less credible. But I don't think just because you have an OnlyFans makes you less credible.
Right.
Any woman, any person could be assaulted in any manner, and it shouldn't matter what you do for a living. It shouldn't matter what you look like. Your whatever you're saying should be taken at face value.
So if I'm drawing the connection here, and correct me if I'm wrong, it would be, look, if you're willing to do this on OnlyFans, clearly you're willing to do anything to make money, so you might set a dude up.
I didn't see that. I saw people shaming her for some of the text messages that she sent to him appearing to be just as aggressive. So a lot of people were saying it was consensual until she decided that it wasn't. But I didn't see anybody shaming her for being an OnlyFans model. So I really don't know what that angle is about.
Well, this is a developing story, just like the Hoob Houdini. So we will keep you updated moving forward.
No more calls about the Hoob Houdini.
Nope.
Oh, no.
None.
Go to still MIA.
All right. A writer from a beloved sitcom says he's still not over changes made to a script that included the show's most controversial moment in this now banned episode. I'll tell you more in your next eBuzz.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
A Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
So if you don't get to listen to the whole Burt Show live, totally understandable. You can always get caught up later on in the show, listening to any segment on demand on any podcasting platform. But let's get you caught up with what happened earlier this morning. So there we are. We're starting the show out. It's right at 6 o'clock this morning and we're talking to Kristen about her anniversary. That was yesterday when a celebrity calls in for our contest. That sounds like a great anniversary, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not giving each other presents, but going through those pictures. That sounds fantastic.
Oh no, Jimmy and I did. Bart was downstairs feeding the dogs.
What? I did not see this coming. Okay, so if you guys are new around here, I have challenged the Burt Show to get celebrities to call into the Burt Show. And whoever gets the quote-unquote biggest celebrity at the end of April, then they will get a paid vacation, a week off from the Burt Show. And we promise you, whenever we have a celebrity on the line, you'll hear that sound, and we will stop whatever it is we're doing.
I'm looking at our phone software, right?
There's no name.
Oh. I'm not reacting this time.
All right, so let's see who our celebrity is. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
This is Clark, but you have Russell Wilson on the line.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is on
Super
the line.
Super Bowl champion Russell Wilson.
Whoa, how did Cassie get Russell Wilson?
Who pulled this one off?
That's crazy.
This is insane.
What's up, guys? How
What's
you guys
up,
doing?
Russ?
Good morning.
What's happening, man? It's good to be on the line with y'all this morning.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Mo, you want to tell the obvious connection you have here?
I guess this one will be not much of a secret. My dad is the head of security for Russell Wilson and Sierra, and so I might have tried to pull a string or two to get Russ to call in this morning. Russ, I feel like we've been family for some time, but I never officially got to kick it with you, so let me just say it's nice to officially meet you.
Yeah, man, well, we're kicking it now, you know what I'm saying? It's good to be on here with you guys. Me and Sierra got a lot of good going on. We're super busy. I'm just an ATL, obviously. C being from there and everything else. It's a lot of love on the phone, you know what I mean?
Well, we appreciate your call.
I love so much how you refer to her as C. It's just so sweet.
It's so sweet.
I go see Sierra, CC, you know, all the above.
I feel like just him mentioning her alone, I should get a 2-for-1.
No, you should not.
It's like they both called. How you feeling about New York in the upcoming season?
Feeling great, man. We're excited about the opportunity of playing and fired up about it. Family's loving it. Sierra's got a lot going on, too, in her world. She's got a new song, Ecstasy. I'm sure y'all seen that video. It's a super good video and been trending like crazy, her Defy Gravity Chair Challenge. We need to get y'all on the radio station doing it and posting it at her. I told her, I said, man, with that kind of video, you really are trying to have Cinco.
Let's try to get to it.
You're doing too much. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Russell Wilson joining us just for a second here. We want to give you the opportunity also to promote any kind of charity that you are working with recently that you'd like to promote as well, just as a thank you for calling in.
We have our charity, our Why Not You Foundation. You know, started because my dad used to always say, why not you, why not you? Me and Sierra, co-founders of it, we've helped so many kids along the way. We have our school in Seattle, Why Not You Academy. It's so cool just seeing kids graduate and go to college. There's a lot of things that we're inspiring people, you know, these Why Not You centers and everything else. So Why Not You Foundation, check us out.
Russell Wilson, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, Russ. Thank you for doing this, man. Guys,
thanks for having me on the call. Super grateful.
All right, so that's cool for Russell Wilson to call in like that, man. So we were discussing earlier when Russell called in, and this is the beauty of doing this contest with you guys and not having to run it through the radio station, because if we were doing it with you guys listening right now, we have a set of rules that we have to run through legal. They come back and they tell us exactly what the rules are, and we can't alter from those rules at all.
There's no deviation.
None. So when I made this challenge to the morning show, we can do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. We can change the rules if we want.
Because it's a bit.
Because it's just one that I created in my head and there are no rules. So here's the way it stands right now. And I heard some of us debating this earlier this morning is like the end result here is who the biggest celebrity is going to be. And at this particular time, the idea was any celebrity that called in was going to be listed on our website on like a Friday. And then you guys would vote on who the best celebrity is. And then Monday, that Burt Show member would get a whole week off paid vacation. This morning, there's a little controversy about it, though.
We were talking about the two celebrities that have called in already. We've had Russell Wilson call in. We've also had our Aiden Turner, soap star Aiden Turner call
in. Why can't be our Russell Wilson?
Because he's the only Russell. We have to specify that he's our Aiden Turner because there's multiple if you Google him. And me and Mo were kind of laughing that it, depending on like who else calls in, mm-hmm. people might just vote on, like, for example, Aiden Turner, for example, because now it's a whole bit. And then they might associate that bit with me or whatever. Now it's not fair.
I know anytime we've ever done anything that has to do with voting, I have lost.
Well, I understand what you're saying. So the Aiden Turner thing is so associated with you now.
That people might have just gotten such a kick out of that bit that they may just vote for him instead of voting for, like, if we got Taylor Swift to call in.
And we still don't even know who was the one that set up that call, but it is associated with you now.
It is now associated with me, so maybe I would reap the benefits of said voting.
All right, so this is one of the reasons that I made the rule that we were not going to say which Burt Show member got the celebrity to call in, but this one was so obvious that there was no getting around it. I mean,
your dad is head of Russell Wilson's security, it's going to be pretty obvious that it was Mo who was able to snag him.
I tried to find a way, but I'm like, it's impossible.
No.
My personal opinion is I still think it's okay. But if you guys want to change it, let's debate it.
I think what we should do is after all the celebrities call in at the end of the month, I think we all put them in a group chat and they have to decide who's the biggest celebrity. I want Aiden Turner and Russell Wilson and Taylor Swift going toe-to-toe.
Build your case.
Who's the biggest A-lister?
I don't think there's any way around of associating like a celebrity with what happens during the interview, though, because we could have these moments again during that you had with Aiden Turner, and those would be associated with another member of the Burt Show. I don't think we can alter it for that reason.
Well, I'm looking out for our listeners. I feel like there does need to be a listener component to this, and they deserve to be like to get in on the fun, even if they're not the ones that are getting the celebrities to call in.
Well, they're the ones voting on it inevitably, so that gets them in on it.
That's what I'm saying, but we're thinking about not putting it in the listeners' hands to vote. Okay. But I'm saying, I feel like in order for them to have some skin in the game, mm-hmm. we should keep it as it is.
Okay.
What if we did like just more than one voting system? Like you could have the listeners vote, then you could have ChatGPT duke it out for who we believe are the tops, and then we could vote, and then you put all of them together to come to one vote.
It's a possibility. This is turning into one of Kristen's bits where it just gets way more complicated than it needs to be.
And I'm over here saying, just leave it as it is.
I'm fine with it too.
I think right now, let's just keep it as it is and not complicate it. So at any time again, you can hear, Katie, you ready? This sound. And there will be a celebrity on the line, right? And whoever has the quote-unquote biggest celebrity at the end of the contest, which I believe is on May 16th, you guys will vote on it. That's who gets the week off of vacation.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Trying to rack my brain right now, thinking back to all the Burt Show interviews, to think if there's anybody that's been in here, a celebrity or anybody that's been in here that's been so bad or has done something so bad that we would never invite them back again, because that's what Moe's going through right now with his podcast. Is there anybody you guys can think of? I bet you'd say Adam Levine.
I was about to say, Adam Levine count? That's
only one. Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I wouldn't ban him from the studio. I honestly, like, I exaggerate and I like hype it up how much I dislike him. I'm not a huge fan, but no, I would still do an interview with him because that whole situation that happened where he hung up on me was mad miscommunication between me, between him, between the person who booked the interview, what it was supposed to actually be about. So I don't put him totally at fault. My question sucked.
I can definitely think of one person you wouldn't want to invite back.
Who?
Foam Alone. Fake Post Malone.
Oh, one-handed post? Yeah, probably not. I'm hoping Kevin James doesn't call in for our contest because every time. I mean, I wanted that guy to be so good every time he called in. What was the name of his show? King of Queens?
King of Queens.
Man, we had opportunities to interview him, and I loved that show. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's so funny. His stand-up was funny also. And he would call in, and it would be terrible. And then we'd have another opportunity from CBS to have him on again. And I'm like, he must have just been having a bad day. Let's get Kevin James back on. Kevin James comes on. Terrible.
Really?
I went through this thing 4 times with him. Wow. I gave him every option. It was so bad every single time, man.
Mm-hmm. I might be making this up, but didn't you have like a similar situation with Chris Rock once?
Yeah. I would still want him back on, but he was pretty rude. We met him at the Four Seasons in a suite, and he just was not Chris Rock, man. I was expecting a dude that was funny and fun. We walked in there, and I could feel like it was a hassle. And I asked him, like, hey, do you feel the pressure to be funny all the time? And he said to me, I'll turn on funny when I need to. Like, I'm going to be on Oprah tomorrow, which was basically saying, like, you're a radio show, so I don't really need to turn it on right now, but I will for somebody important. That was rude.
That's a bit rude.
Yeah, but I'd still have him back on.
Okay.
So what's going on with the podcast with the guests that you will not have back in?
So, yeah, it wasn't necessarily something she did during the interview. It was something she did before the interview. So this week, we were fortunate enough on my podcast In the Moment, which is Underbird's network pioneer, to have two celebrities guest on, and the first one is a guy named Marquand Smith, who is one of the lead roles in the hit series Godfather of Harlem, and he just spoke what it was like to work with Forrest Whitaker and how him and Forrest came to putting the show together and how it almost didn't happen, and it was a great interview with him. And then the next day we had on a woman whose name is Nate, and online she goes by Mother Nature. And so I talked about this yesterday, where this woman has gotten a lot of notoriety online and a lot of a following because she chooses to live out of her car. It's not a situation where she has to. She's working, but she just feels like she finds this freedom that she's always searched for since she was younger by living out of her car.
I know it's a superficial question, but what kind of car are we talking about?
It's
not superficial. We asked this yesterday.
Yeah. Like a standard car, like a standard 4-door car. It's not a big car at all. I believe it's either a Honda or Toyota, but it's like it's not even a van. She doesn't want to do an RV. She feels like it's a little easier to not be seen wherever she wants to go in a smaller car.
So it's not one that has a lot of leg room where you're like, that's not even a sacrifice. You got so much room.
Not at all.
Okay.
Like, it is an absolutely small car. I don't know how she does it, but I thought it was interesting. And I was like, I have a lot of questions for her because, like, how do you choose to live out your car? But she's done it for 5 years and she finds a way to eat. She showers in the gyms. She even has like a portable stove where she can cook out of the trunk. She baked us some cookies from out the trunk, brought them in there and asked us to eat them on camera.
I saw that clip.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable.
Your guy was having a good time.
He turned into a cookie monster. He didn't care.
So she doesn't have a job either?
No, she has two jobs.
She has two jobs, he said.
She has two jobs. She has a fiance. I mean, outside of living in her car, she lives a pretty normal life. And it was funny Because she said when she met her fiance, initially she lived in a home. So we all thought like, oh, okay, so eventually y'all will move in a home together. And she was like, nah, she sold her home. Now we both live out of cars.
Oh, so he doesn't still have his place.
She.
Uh-huh. No, so the fiance. Oh, so, yeah. Her fiance is a female.
Right.
So she still lives in her home.
No, the fiance ended up moving out of her home so that they can both experience car life together.
That's good sex. That must be so good. For me to go, okay, wherever you go, I'm going also.
Yeah, she said I turned out. That's exactly what she said. She said, I know what I'm doing. I said, I don't doubt it. So I had a lot of questions, as you can imagine. And there was one part in the interview where I get extremely uncomfortable. And I don't think I've ever been this uncomfortable in an interview or on camera. And it was all because towards the end of the episode, I can see one of the producers that are there helping me out. She's a woman, and she's looking at me like, ask the question, because I really did not want to ask this question. But as a woman, she's like, all women are going to want to know this. So I was like, all right, I got to ask, like, when you go through your womanly things, you know, during the month, how do you get through that? Like, what's that experience like for you? And then before she starts telling me what it's like, she started to speak to an incident that she had right before this interview. And let's just say I was a bit uncomfortable.
I up your bathroom in there.
Oh,
it took me so long.
Oh, when you find a bathroom, you bring it
down. On my period.
Yeah.
And I'm trying this new thing called a disc. Now, the problem with the disc is you have to stick your finger in there and pull it out. But when you pull it out, it is like a bloody mess. It is explosion everywhere. I was wiping up blood everywhere.
Okay. All right. I'm actually in a rush to get to the bathroom and figure out what.
Like, I cleaned it up.
I just don't want to get arrested.
That is really like the only womanly issue that I have. But, you know, still I can do my makeup. I can do my hair. I can do all that. I still go, like, get my toes done, all that stuff. So, yeah, aside from that, like, there's really no issue. There's other women who feel like they need more. And I mean, I just don't. I just want to have a simple life and do the things I want to do. And that's like wander.
Now, just so I'm clear, your podcast studio is in your apartment.
Correct.
So the restroom is not a public restroom. The one she's talking about is your restroom?
No, I have two restrooms. The one that she used is the public restroom.
Okay.
But either way, I didn't want to know that either one of them was left a bloody mess because of her situation. That was, I rather would have not asked that question of not knowing that information.
I've never used one of those, so I don't really know how that,
I have.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is this for bonus content?
It can be.
Better than right here?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Should I move?
Just don't take a black light to the bathroom.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to you reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A writer from a beloved 90s sitcom says he is still not over changes that were made to his script that included the show's most controversial moment. This all has to do with a banned episode of Boy Meets World, of all shows. You would think, how controversial are they going to get on Boy Meets World? But when Disney acquired the rights to ABC, which is where Boy Meets World originally aired, Disney, of course, was a little bit more particular about the type of content that they would rebroadcast or put out again for their more family-friendly audience to experience. So all the cast members have this podcast called Pod Meets World, where they talk about their experience filming and they talk about episodes. And in this recent episode of Pod Meets World, they talked about the three quote unquote banned episodes that aren't allowed to be rebroadcasted with Disney's regulations and rules and whatever. And on it, they had a writer named Gary H. Miller on the show, where he talked about writing a script for one of the most controversial episodes of Boy Meets World. It's an episode where the boys are drinking and experiencing overindulgence for the first time. And in this episode, I guess the creator of Boy Meets World, Michael Jacobs, kind of hijacked the second half of the show and put this controversial scene where Sean, Corey, the main guy's best friend, pushes a girl on the show named Angela into a wall because he gets too drunk. And he basically doesn't have any like consequences from it. And I think there's like one talk about them, you know, saying, don't drink, kids. And he's like, okay. And then they kind of move on from that. But it was very controversial because A, he doesn't really experience any consequences. B, she's a woman. There's like violence against women. Like, why are we going to put that in there? It's Boy Meets World. And she's also really the only predominant person of color on that show as well. So it's really just kind of this full circle thing that made it a very, very controversial episode, which is why they don't rebroadcast it. And Gary said on the podcast that so many things were changed from his original script that he still thinks about, that he still cringes about, because he didn't approve those changes and his name is on the script, like when you look at the credits. And he just really holds just such ill will, or not ill will, but ill feelings towards the fact that his draft was hijacked, essentially. So very, very interesting podcast. If you were a fan of Boy Meets World, Pod Meets World really dives into all those banned episodes, like one of the scenes from the prom episode where they want to engage in certain activities. And, you know, they have some discussions around that and there are reasons why Disney didn't rebroadcast it. Very, very interesting.
Being transparent, when you said banned episodes, I thought you mean episodes that showcased like bands, like people playing music.
Like B-A-N-D instead of B-A-N-N-E-D.
You thought they were just upset that it was a Backstreet Boys episode?
Yeah, I'm like,
why are they mad about there being episodes with bands on them? I don't get it.
Well, speaking of shows that are no longer being broadcast anymore, John Mulaney actually had a really funny comparison that I think all parents will really just resonate with when it comes to parenting a toddler, because John Mulaney recently made this hysterical joke about how parenting a toddler is kind of like what he imagines working on the Ellen DeGeneres show was like.
You know, it's hard to get toddlers to perform together. They're all divas of their own kind. It's hard to get them in a group, like, because every toddler at heart is the star of their own show. Like, do you know what having a three-year-old is like? Having a three-year-old, it's what I imagine working on Ellen's show was like. Because people come over, you know, and they're like, how is it? And you're like, oh, it's fun. You know, we have fun. There's games. No, but some days are hard. But it's fun, you know. We have dancing, you know. So if he starts dancing, you dance. But if he stops dancing, you stop dancing right away.
Can only imagine that just hits home with the parents differently. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Do men care too little or do women care too much?
In general or in a specific situation?
In a specific situation. And that situation I'm talking about is when it's surrounding engagements and weddings and details. Guys tend to just not care. bare minimum information is best information. Whereas women want all the nitty gritty and want all the juicy details. Guys, honestly, could care less. And I'm bringing this to the table because how my husband just found out he is going to be the best man in his best friend's wedding. As a woman, it's infuriating. Knowing what I did to ask my bridesmaids and what Markham did to ask Bart to be his best man. So I just want to remind you guys, and the timing of this is just perfection because we literally just played this clip for you a couple of days ago.
I told my wife, I'm like, hey, my buddy Jordan got engaged. And she goes, oh my gosh, tell me everything. I just did. I told you everything that I learned from that conversation. And she's like, no, like, how did they get engaged? How did he propose? I didn't ask. We don't ask each other those questions. I don't even know how old he is. You know, there are so many other questions that I would ask him before that. And she goes, why don't guys ask each other more questions? I'm like, we do. You know, like I asked him, I was like, hey, are you sure? Now, as far as that conversation, I learned what I needed to learn. Number one, he's engaged. Number two, the date of the bachelor party. But as far as the proposal, hey, Jordan, what was the mood and the setting like when you proposed? I'm on a need-to-know basis. And if Jordan's not going to volunteer that information to me, which he didn't, thank God, I don't need to know.
So that was from at Josh underscore ugly ASF on X, formerly known as Twitter.
God forbid a woman keep up traditional storytelling. Paint me a picture.
So what happened was my husband, I come home and Jimmy is sitting there in his little chair eating dinner. He goes, let me know when you have a moment because I got some tea. I was like, whenever does my man have some tea? I'm like, I am parched. Let's do this now. So he shows me a text thread. All right. He goes, just let me know when you have some time to read some text messages. And I'm like, receipts. We got documentation. I'm even more invested now. So he hands me his phone, to which he has sent me the screenshots. And he's in a bro group chat, him and some boys. And they were going back and forth when it was my husband who decided to ask his best friend, Markham, who is a part of this group text. My husband text on a different note. Have y'all set a wedding date or are you going the extended engagement route? So proud of my husband for asking because they got engaged last November. Remember, I found out before my husband did because Markham just sent a picture of her holding her hand up with a ring on it.
So at this point, do you think that Bart is asking that question because he's thinking Kristen is going to ask me this, so I should ask whoever that Markham. Was to Markham?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think that was something he was generally interested in?
No, he don't care. He asked for me.
Okay.
And we get to that because he says that in a future text.
Okay. All right.
So Markham responds with the date. Then my husband, because I have trained him well, asked, is it going to be in Kentucky or destination? To which he responded. And then again, so proud. Now, Markham is not divulging anything. Like, he's, instead of, like, coming to his guys and telling them, my husband is literally, like, pulling this information out of him, right? And so he asks some more questions. And he goes, is this going to be a big shindig or more intimate affair? I'm trying to ask all the things Kristen's going to want. That is what he said in the text.
I've gotten those before also. Like, what's the dress code? Because I know that Molly is going to ask me. Because dudes would never ask.
Yes.
Never.
So this is 20 years of training in order to get him to ask these questions. So then Markham makes a side text, right? So now it's just him and my husband, Bart. Again, these are college BFFs going back and forth. So Markham hits him up and said, it's going to be relatively small, tells him where it's going to be. Oh, yeah, forgot to tell you, you're my best man.
That's it?
That's it.
He buried the lead.
Yeah. That's it. And then my husband responds, the fact that you just sent that via text is going to melt Kristen's brain. I'd be honored.
That's about as much as I would have done.
That tracks.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
So, congratulations!
Dear God. The Bert Show. There's one dating app that went from bad to worse for Abby, which is weird because didn't you do like a detox here on these dating apps?
Yeah, I relapsed.
Okay. Oh,
That'll happen.
For like an hour.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I thought once you hit rock bottom, you couldn't get any lower. Because that's how I felt about the dating app Hinge, which if you're not on it, it's basically like the app to be on. If you're looking for a relationship, whether it's casual or serious, you get on Hinge and you start swiping through all the Atlanta singles trying to find your soulmate or maybe your soulmate for the night. And I've been off the apps for a while because I've realized that the person that I'm looking for, I don't think they're on the apps. I think the person that I am after, I am going to meet in the wild. So I'm like, why am I going to spend all this time, money, and energy on Hinge or Bumble or whatever when I could just delete them, clear up some mental space, and start getting out into the wild as God intended? So,
do you want to hear a wild, quick story before you go on to this?
Sure.
This could bum you out, or it could give you hope.
Yeah, can't get any worse.
So Amanda was just telling me that she has some friend, maybe it's a friend or a friend of a friend, that years and years and years ago, we're going back 40 years or something like that, they are in New York City and pass each other on the street. He notices her, she notices him, and then about four blocks later, they notice each other again in the same New York City street. And at this point, he goes, that's too much. I got to say hey. So he says hey. 19 days later, they were married.
What? Wow. That's beautiful.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm telling you, when you know, you know. Like, yeah. I know people get on, specifically women, for having, like, you know, high standards or being too picky. But I really do feel like when you just meet that person, you just kind of know. And so if you're in a position where you're like, you meet someone and it's not feeling right, like, just trust your gut. Because turns out, you know, it doesn't take 2 years. Sometimes mm-hmm. it just takes 19 days. Mm-hmm.
And so they've been together 40 years?
Yeah. Still married.
That's crazy, so right? Beautiful. Need to make a trip to New York then. So anyway, I got a little lonely over the weekend. I was like, let me get on Hinge. Let me just see if any of the inventories change. You know what I mean? It's like if you shopped at Target all the time and you're kind of like, I'm seeing the same thing at Target all the time. Let me go shop at Walmart. And then you drive by Target one day and you're like, you know what? Let me just see if they've changed up the inventory inside this department store. And it turns out not only has the inventory changed, it's gotten worse. And this reminded me of a segment I used to do a year or two ago called Unhinged. And turns out the voice prompts are getting even more unhinged, as we say, because now the men are not only being direct as women want. Women do want a direct man. They're being very clear about what they want, but I'm just not sure what they want is a woman.
A Red Bull, a nice cold coconut or Juneberry. Actually, it ain't even got to be cold. I'll drink that some warm.
He's out on Hinge looking for a Red Bull. He's out. His little prompt says, what I'm looking for. And he goes, I'm looking for a Red Bull. I'll drink it warm. I'll drink it lukewarm. And I'm like, then go to Target. Don't go to Hinge.
Is that an analogy for something else? Or no. Is he literally talking about a Red Bull?
I think he's literally looking for a Red Bull.
If it is an analogy, I don't get it.
Yeah. At least the
they have those at Bucky's.
They do have them at Bucky's, I've heard, and 7-Eleven and all the other gas stations. Mm. And also, at the very least, you know, the one area of improvement I have seen in these men is that even though they might be looking for a Red Bull or some other kind of beverage, at least they're self-aware about what they're bringing to the table.
A 10. I'm not even close to a 10. My body can't even handle milk. I'm like a solid 2. To a very few, I'm maybe a 3 or a 4.
My That's body honesty. Can't even handle
yeah,
milk.
Right? Damn.
That's also a good strategy, too, like to under-deliver.
Oh, yes.
Like so many people over-deliver. This guy's going, I'm going to set the bar so low that when you see me, you can't help but go, it's not that bad.
No, that's what bad for him.
You undersell and then you over-deliver when you meet mm-hmm. person.
For sure.
They're being very self-aware so that when I look at that guy and I go, he's a 5 and he's calling himself a 3, I'm like, don't be so hard on yourself. Right. You're easily a 5.5, David. And while they're very self-aware, they also know what kind of special talents they bring to the table. And this guy on Hinge says that he has a very interesting and specific secret talent.
Hi, my secret talent is that I have the ability to see things before they're happening. That's my secret talent.
He sees things before they happen.
So he has premonitions.
He has premonitions. He's psychic. I'm like, can you see me X-ing out of your profile?
You should be able to see your next date happening.
All right, so while we're sitting talking about relationships and dating, Cassie, is this an unbreakable, or I should say break-upable offense?
So I've got a pair of friends who have been dating for about 2 years, and the girl in the relationship had a really bad breakup like 4 years ago with a boyfriend that she thought was endgame. Moved on, started dating a new guy, and then found out recently that her ex passed away tragically. It was a motorcycle accident, actually. Mm. And it really shook her because I think it was one of the first deaths of someone that she like knew who wasn't older. And so she was really distressed about it and hung up on it. And so she had spent a couple of days like crying and just, you know, dealing with her emotions around it. And then her current boyfriend told her that, why can't she just get over it? And so she's like, well, this is, you know, the whole, all these reasons. It's my ex. So even though I don't have feelings for him anymore, it was still someone connected to my life who I knew, almost like a peer passing away. Like, I think everyone knows the first time or might be able to remember the first time you heard about one of your peers passing away. And it's just shocking because it really reminds you also that your life could go at any single time. And he told her that he thought that she was so hung up on her ex because that's not normal behavior that he was going to break up with her over it because she's still clearly in love with her ex.
When we say she's broken up about this news or she's been overcome, I don't know even if you want to say overcome with grief, but she's been upset. How long are we talking about here? Like how?
Like 3 days.
3 days?
So like a weekend. Think of it like a weekend.
Just absorbing it, processing it, dealing with it, and then moving on.
And I mean, to a degree, I understand how he might feel. Like you see your significant other who you're in a relationship with crying over somebody else who they were dating does seem weird. But the death thing, I'm like totally understandable. It's not like she's crying because he's getting married or crying because he's having a kid. She's crying because he's gone from the planet.
Yeah. So if... Thinking about my current relationship, I'm going to be very, I'm going to be authentic, I'm going to be genuine, and I'm going to be transparent. If my husband found out an ex had passed away in a tragic way, and, the, you know, peer, same age, blah, 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 day one, absolutely, I would be there to help console. I would be like, this is horrible for her and her family, blah, 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 whatever. Second day, third day.
Crying.
I would be like... What's really going on here? Like we get to day three and I'm going to be like, I'm a big fan of getting to the why, getting to the center of what's going on here. And I would have to be like, okay, dude, like this is day three and you're still inconsolable. Like we got to talk about this. Like what's going on?
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking of how I would really feel. Cause I want to be honest and I wouldn't say get over it. Like that feels a bit rude to say, but
harsh.
You got 24 hours.
24?
Jack Bauer was able to do a lot in 24 hours. You should be able to get over this in 24 hours. That's enough.
The difference here for me is it's not just a death, but it's like a tragic death. And I think that's a little bit different than like, oh, maybe they were battling something for a while and you kind of could process that news for a little bit. But like it was out of nowhere and it was a tragedy. And I think maybe a lot of her... grief and the tears that she's experienced are maybe just like from the jarring aspect of how he died.
As we're talking about this, I am processing right now the list of exes I have. And in my mind, I'm also associating how many days I would be unconsolable. And I just realized that there are vast differences in the amount of time I would mourn based on the ex. It's really astonishing.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
I'm not going to lie. I did the same thing in my head. Yeah. There's one that I would have been like, oh.
Right. I feel bad. But that's the truth.
Yeah. There are some like, oh, man, that would be really tough for like, yeah, a couple of days. And there are others that are like, oh, yeah, that's...
It's unfortunate.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear
it. I'm not happy it happened. Oh, yeah. But I'm not going to cry for 3 days.
You're not happy publicly that it happened.
No.
It's awful, awful news. Will you pass the tater tots?
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
The Bert Show.